who would be supporting this initiative, and what would the benefits possibly be?
Well, I think it's primarily those people that do want to use marijuana for recreational purposes. It's important to keep in mind that more than half of the marijuana users in California are under the age of 21, and so it'll still be illegal, even under state law, for them to use marijuana. And so it's really not going to put that much of a dent into the illegal use of marijuana. And my own view is that narco trafficking will still be at a very high level.
And looking at the negative impacts, what do you think those might be if something like this passed?
Well, marijuana has essentially all the negative features of both alcohol and tobacco. Like alcohol, it clouds judgment. It causes people to have traffic accidents. And then like tobacco, it has all the problems of a drug that's smoked. It creates lung damage. It's a carcinogen.
You compared it to alcohol and tobacco usage, both of which are legal, but do you think that there is a significant difference with marijuana being legalized as opposed to those two?
We already have these two legal drugs costing us hundreds of billions of dollars a year and killing thousands and thousands of Americans. We really don't need a third drug to do the same, particularly at a time when our economy is not doing well.
That's interesting, because it seems this initiative has been positioned by supporters as a possible revenue source for the state by possibly being able to tax it during this financial crisis.
Well, L.A. County District Attorney Steve Cooley has said that in addition to that, legal marijuana will cost the state billions in federal funds, both because we'll be out of compliance with federal drug laws, and lots of companies will no longer be able to get federal contracts because they won't be able to comply with drug-free workplace laws at the federal level. So the total cost to the state could be staggering.
Joel Hay, thanks so much for talking with us today.
No problem. Thank you.